How would you like to attend a conference and hear Rod Rosenblatt, Will Wheaton, Chris Roseborough, Al Schmidt, Suzanne Venker, and Todd Wilkin? You're invited to the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. Registration is $100 per person. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org.
Well, here we are in the last half hour of a Friday on Issues Etc., and that usually means Issues Etc., soundbite of the week, and it certainly does on this Friday as well. It's June the 7th, we're coming to you live, and it's time to play Issues Etc., soundbite of the week, a simple game that we play with our listeners here. It does require listener participation. All we do, from our end, is play four soundbites for you. We put them together, we've assembled them, and we have laid them out there for you. We're going to play them in just a minute, and that's all we do from our side. Your side is really the important part. You listen to those sound bites, and then your vote determines which one ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week. Now, we give away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for soundbite of the week. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, the Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. And in addition to the LPR bundle package this week, because we're only 1 week away from the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference here in Collinsville, Illinois, 1 week away, it starts on Friday, June the 14th, we're going to give away one free registration to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We're sweetening the pot a little bit. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can vote by sending us an email. We get them right here in real time in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or we've left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Again, please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. We'd like to know which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it, and where you're listening. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. James Nestegen. He's a professor emeritus at Luther College. Here he is explaining why the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America elected its first openly gay bishop.
First of all, this is a political movement, not a theological movement or a religious movement. It's a movement driven by external forces, the gay community. It's also, there are lots of ELCA pastors and lay leaders very sympathetic to it, but the important thing is to score points. And like you, I've been surprised it hasn't happened earlier. Everybody's included, nobody's excluded. Anything you can accept, I can accept better. The only time the ELCA ever gets malicious is when it thinks somebody is not being as inclusive as the rest of them. Anything you can accept better, and because I can accept it better, I'm entitled to sit in judgment on you and exclude you. I grew up in small towns, of course, and there were always country kids who were convinced that the city kids knew more than they do, and they rushed to accept before what they anticipated the city kids would be accepting, and that's the ELCA. It's primarily a rural denomination. It's still, you know, 65% to 70% concentrated in rural areas, and so the leadership is in, you know, very eager to demonstrate that it's part of the city kids show.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. James Nestegen explaining why the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America elected its first openly gay bishop about a week ago. If you want to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Brian Holly, a member of our Pastor's Roundtable this week, talking about the parable, Jesus' parable of the banquet and Jesus' words from the cross, I thirst.
When Jesus was on the cross, he drinks the cup of God's wrath. And then he speaks those, and then after saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? He speaks those incredible words, I thirst. And the whole time I grew up as a kid, I thought it just meant he was thirsty. But I've come to understand that I think what Jesus was saying there on the cross is, I thirst, I desire to drink every ounce of your wrath, O God, so that no people must ever face it. I thirst, make sure the cup is empty. Make sure you dump it all out on me. And I see here, this is the master desiring that his banquet be full. He doesn't want to miss anyone. He would love it if everyone was there at this great meal. That's his real desire. He's not seeking to punish anyone. Unfortunately, that's what's going to end up happening. But his desire is for everyone to be a part of his kingdom.
That's soundbite number two. You can vote 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. My IE. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, June the 7th. Send us an email with your vote for issues, etc. Soundbite of the week. Talk back at issuesetc.org or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from an interesting sermon from Brian McLaren, emergent church leader, that we reviewed this week on Issues, etc. He had a very strange economic definition of God's blessings.
If people say, you know who's blessed in this world? Those who are either poor, that was Luke's version of this beatitude, or are poor in spirit, meaning they have a deep affinity with the poor. When they vote with the values of the poor in mind, not only their own. When they pray, they think about the people who are vulnerable, in need, and on the edge. Those are the people who are blessed. The world would be a different place depending on who we think is blessed. Jesus, from the start of the Sermon on the Mount, knows that the kingdom of God is built on an ethos, on a sense of identity. And that ethos is built all around what we consider a blessed life. And our ethos determines our ethics. And our ethics determines our future.
That's soundbite number three from Brian McLaren, his oddly economic definition of God's blessings, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because here comes soundbite number four right after we play it. We'll take your votes for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number four is Terry Mattingly answering the question, does the IRS scandal recently plaguing the Obama administration prove that that administration is against religion?
I often hear people arguing that this is the Obama administration hates religion. No, that isn't the case at all. The Obama administration loves religious groups whose doctrinal beliefs align with what it wants to do in the moral, political, public square. It's gung-ho in favor of those religious groups. There are liberal religious groups applying for tax-exempt status that are sailing through because they're viewed as being members of the team. The equivalent would be if you went back into the Bush years and found that religious environmental groups, religious immigration groups, anti-war groups related to religion, were their tax statuses getting parsed and dissected to the same degree. And somebody needs to go back and actually do some work on that and find out. I mean, if you founded a National Council of Churches-related group to oppose Bush policies in Iraq, did the IRS come after you? That, to me, would be the parallel question that some journalist needs to be asking right now. In other words, what happened then versus what happened now? Because I predict that's what's going to end up in front of Congress when the hearings start.
That's soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly. Does the IRS scandal prove that the Obama administration is opposed to religion? You can vote for it for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and now is the time to vote. It's Friday afternoon, June the 7th. We're coming to you live. We're giving away the LPR bundle package and a free registration to the Issues, Etc. Making the Case Conference to the listener with the best vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-623.
MyIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
You're 7 days away from the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. You're listening to Issues Etc.
There's no question that the kids have been completely lost in the shuffle during this whole 40-year war.
Suzanne Venker, author of The Flip Side of Feminism, on the impact of feminism on children.
There's no discussion of what children's needs are. You're not even allowed to discuss children's needs because, of course, the engine of the feminist movement is dependent on abortion and daycare. Those are the two things that remove children or babies from the equation so that we can achieve this faux version of equality. And without those two things, they have no movement. So there is no acknowledgement of what children's rights and or needs are in this discussion. It is solely about adult needs.
You can hear and meet Suzanne Venker, making the secular case against feminism, at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, June the 7th. We're coming to you live. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and the voting phase begins. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. All you got to do is tell us which one you're voting for and why. It's always nice to know why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-6943. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Include your city and state, please. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Or you can always send us a tweet at issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad, and in addition, because we're 1 week away from the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, the best vote will also get a free registration to the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference 1 week from today right here in Collinsville, Illinois. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. James Nestegan explaining why the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America elected its first openly gay bishop? Will it be soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Holly on the parable of the banquet and Jesus' words, "I thirst"? Soundbite number three, Brian McLaren's strange economic definition of God's blessings? Or soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly, does the IRS scandal prove that President Obama is against religious groups? 1-877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, or facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first on this Friday afternoon, June the 7th, Cheryl listens in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm voting for soundbite number three, And the reason is because it really irritated me. And I have recently researched the Church of God theology. This is the Church of God out of Anderson, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I was annoyed when I researched that, and I've felt recently that our congregation has somewhat been influenced by that theology, and so that one annoyed me the most.
And that's a perfectly good reason to vote for a soundbite. If it annoys you, delights you, whatever it may be. Cheryl, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Up next, Jens from California. Hi, Jens.
Hey, it's from Colorado.
Colorado, thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, I was voting for soundbite number one. I'm actually a member of the ELCA and, you know, feeling like losing the preaching and teaching of Jesus alone instead of, you know, and getting caught up in other things. So I vote for number one.
All right, thank you very much. He's voting for Dr. James Nestegen, explaining why the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America elected its first openly gay bishop. And thanks for listening in Colorado. In Belleville, Illinois, Jason is on the line. Hi, Jason.
Hi. I want to vote for Pastor Holly. Because the Father quenched the Son's thirst for wrath, my hunger and thirst for righteousness, which is given to me by the law through the Spirit, may also be quenched.
Hey, very good. Smartest listeners in radio. Jason, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Belleville. He's voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Holly, the parable of the banquet and Jesus' words, I thirst. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Matthew in Illinois says he's voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Holly, the parable of the banquet and Jesus' words, I thirst. He says Pastor Holly's analysis of Jesus' words, I thirst, he correctly shows that there is a wealth of theology behind that one short word from the cross. Matthew, thanks for listening in Illinois, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Pat listens in Saginaw, Michigan. Pat says, I vote for soundbite number three. That would be Brian McLaren's economic definition of God's blessings. Pat says, I listened to Brian McLaren's whole sermon and was absolutely appalled at the way that he made the average person into a bad guy. I was walking at my mall with my headphones, and people probably wondered why my mouth was open half the time. Thanks for all your guests and your topics. Pat, thanks for listening in Saginaw, Michigan. Jan listens in Monticello, Illinois. She's voting for Pastor Brian Holly on Jesus' words, I thirst from the cross. Why? Asks Jan. She says, this is a new look at Jesus saying, I desire to drink every ounce of your wrath, Father. This makes me think of every little sin that I do, and I know that sins are not determined by size by God, but are all sins, but I like to put them into size. And this, I thirst, makes me think of all the sins weighed as heavily on Jesus on the cross as any of them I have committed. Why do I make him thirst so easily some days? It's a good question. And Jan, thanks for listening in Monticello. 1-877-623-6943. Time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, June the 7th. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at IssuesETC or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Anthony says he's voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Holly, the parable of the banquet and Jesus' words, I thirst. What a beautiful and profound statement of Christ on the cross. Thank you, says Anthony, and thanks for your vote, Anthony. Still plenty of time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package and, this week only, a free scholarship to the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference coming up 1 week from today, June the 14th. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. James Nestegen explaining why the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America elected its first openly gay bishop? Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Holly, the parable of the banquet and Jesus' words from the cross, I thirst. Soundbite number three, Brian McLaren's economic definition of God's blessing. Or soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly, does the IRS scandal prove that President Obama is actually against religious
groups. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Thanks to Trinity Lutheran Church in Casper, Wyoming. It's way up there. They're part of the Issues Etc. 300. This is our congregational sponsorship program. The Issues Etc. 300 is a group of congregations that include Issues Etc. in their mission or advertising budget to the tune of $1,000 or more per year. Now, it sounds like a lot of money, and it is. $1,000 is a lot of money, but when spread out over an entire year and an entire congregation, it starts to sound a little more reasonable. You can find out how your congregation can join the Issues Etc. 300, especially during this crucial decision-making time for many congregations on their annual budgets. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support. You'll find a one-page flyer that you can download and print off and ask your congregation to join the Issues Etc. 300. For many congregations, that budget deadline is July 1st, so get that flyer and print it off and ask your congregation. Scott says he's voting for Pastor Holly this week. It's amazing what people will do in the name of inclusiveness. Liberals will go to great lengths to manufacture an ersatz inclusiveness in their worldview. They affirm any sinner in their condition so long as it's in vogue. Not so with our Lord. Christ drinks the penalty of our sin, dregs it all on the cross, leaving none of it out, excluding no one. Any exclusion from rejection of His promises is completely self-constructed by the sinner. Scott says, I'm looking forward to the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference next week. The Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week is soundbite number 2. Pastor Brian Holly, the parable of the banquet and Jesus' words, I thirst.
When Jesus was on the cross, he drinks the cup of God's wrath. And then he speaks those, and then after saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? He speaks those incredible words, I thirst. And the whole time I grew up as a kid, I thought it just meant he was thirsty. But I've come to understand that I think what Jesus was saying there on the cross is, I thirst, I desire to drink every ounce of your wrath, O God, so that no people must ever face it. I thirst, make sure the cup is empty. Make sure you dump it all out on me. And I see here, this is the master desiring that his banquet be full. He doesn't want to miss anyone. He would love it if everyone was there at this great meal. That's his real desire. He's not seeking to punish anyone. Unfortunately, that's what's going to end up happening. But his desire is for everyone to be a part of his kingdom.
All right, that's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week, June the 7th on this Friday afternoon. And it's Pastor Brian Holly, the parable of the banquet, and Jesus' words, I thirst. The winner of the LPR bundle package and a free registration, a free scholarship to the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference is Matthew in Illinois. If you would send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. We'll find out how to work out that free registration for the conference as well. Thanks for everybody for the votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, 1 week from today, we're going to kick off the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference with a live broadcast of Issues Etc. featuring guest Dr. David Adams of Concordia Seminary and Bob Lico of Discernment Ministries International. We're going to be talking with both of those men in a live broadcast 4-hour conference, by the way. Now, you need to register this weekend before Monday, June the 10th, in order to receive the meal plan of the conference. That's this weekend before Monday, June the 10th, in order to receive the meal plan for the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference, June the 14th and the 15th, right here in Collinsville, Illinois. You register this weekend. It's a great time to register. Register this weekend at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. And when you register, you're going to have a chance to meet and to hear Pastor Will Whedon on classical Christian worship, Rod Rosenblatt on Making the Case Against Pietism and For Christ Alone, and many others. It's the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference, June the 14th and the 15th, 1 week from today. Issuesetc.org. Register online. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.